Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Mike Malone is settling into playoff mode. And by that, I mean, gets a bit cantankerous, gets a little ornery. As the days and nights get longer, not that he's complaining, his hair's a little more disheveled. He gets a little crankier. He doesn't like it when his superstar MVP doesn't get all the calls. Oh, he's willing to absorb technical fouls if that's what it takes to fire up his team and to make his point with the officials. He is fired up, and the team certainly was feeling that same sense of urgency and that same intensity on the court, not to mention the support of a crowd after Novak Djokovic. Oh my gosh, I did it. After Nikola Jokic. This is bad. It's bad when I do that. There goes the perfect show. Nikola Jokic earns his third MVP in 4 years, and the crowd drowned out the commissioner as he was receiving that award beforehand, then goes out and puts together another incredible 40-point performance in a double-double. He had to do it against Rudy Gobert, one of the best defensive players on the planet. So how has he figured out Rudy over the years?
Some of the shots were really tough. Some of the shots were shots I think I can make. So, I mean, he's a good defender. Always makes you to do like a little bit more. And sometimes you need to make a tough shot.
That's true. But if you watch the matchup, it certainly seemed like Joker didn't have a whole lot of trouble. It's after hours with Amy Lawrence. The Nuggets go from being down 0-2 to the Timberwolves, now up 3-2 with three straight wins, including this game 5 at home. We are pleased to welcome Nuggets insider from the Denver Gazette, Vinny Benedetto. Vinny, how did Joker have his way with Rudy Gobert tonight?
Yeah, I think it starts with matching the physicality. Rudy's, you know, a four-time defensive player of the year for a reason, and he plays with, you know, such force defensively. And I think Nikola Jokic respects him for what he can do defensively, and that kind of forces Jokic to raise his level even a little bit to have that kind of success against Rudy. But, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen, you know, Rudy can get frustrated with the officials at times, and so I think Nikola's just become really good at using Rudy's physicality and aggressiveness against him in terms of, you know, using a pump fake to get Rudy in the air, and he'll take the foul. And tonight he was drawing fouls, he was finishing through contact, and, like, you know, Joker made it look easy at times, but there are also a few sequences where he, you know, I'm thinking late in the third quarter, he just had a series of really tough finishes. A couple of them were 3-point plays. And then when he goes 2 of 3 from three and 8 of 9 from the line, he's just kind of got everything going. And I'm not sure there's anyone on this planet who really has an answer for him when he's operating at that high of a level.
And I do love his dry sense of humor. You asked him about his dunks in the last couple games. Yeah. What was his response?
He told me he was a freak of nature, and you know, why not showcase his athleticism? So you know, he was in a pretty good mood tonight. He did acknowledge that tonight at least he had a pretty wide open lane there. But I was curious, you know, if it was something about Gobert and Towns and just the size that Minnesota has and the rim protection they can kind of throw out there, if that forced him to, you know, be a little more authoritative with his finishes. But he didn't play into that at all. He was in a joking mood.
How much does confidence play into this with the Nuggets versus the Timberwolves, or really versus the rest of the West? Not just because they're defending champions, but because they keep doing this. It seems like they are one of the toughest outs in sports right now.
Yeah, and they just have a bunch of experience with, you know, their backs being against the wall. You know, you think back to the bubble, I think they were, you know, the only team in NBA history to come back from 2-3-1 deficits in the same postseason. And, you know, there aren't really many guys left over from that bubble team. You look back, I think it's, you know, it's Joker, it's Jamal Murray, it's Michael Porter Jr. But, you know, this postseason, they dropped the first two at home to the Timberwolves. And I think, you know, they've got an opportunity to be the fifth team ever to drop the first two at home and potentially, you know, end up winning that series. So they're kind of comfortable with their backs against the wall, and it has a way of bringing out their best. So I think you couple the experience they have with adversity with the confidence gained last year in that championship run where they lost one game at home and they managed to win a road game in all four of their playoff series. I think that combination just has, you know, belief is never in short supply with this Nuggets team.
Thinking about the fact that they dropped the two at home beforehand, so this was the first home win in this series for either team. How much changed between that game and this game five tonight? The last one they played at home before tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most jarring thing that stands out is the Nuggets' ability to not just match the physicality but even exceed it and kind of take the fight to the Timberwolves. Looking back at that game too, and you know, I think Reggie Jackson said it a handful of times, but Minnesota just punked them in that game too. And you know, I remember going into game two thinking, all right, the Timberwolves got game one. They could be content with where they sit if it goes back to Minnesota 1-1. They were without Rudy Gobert, who had just, you know, welcomed his first child earlier that day. So I think, you know, I certainly thought this, and maybe that thought crept into the Nuggets' head that they would see a content Timberwolves team. But, you know, they got the opposite. The Timberwolves were hungry. They were aggressive. They were physical. The referees allowed a certain level of physicality in game two. And I think we saw, for the most part, that same level of physicality allowed tonight in Game 5, but the Nuggets were just up to the task of you know, not letting the physicality take them out of the game, and they responded and, you know, kind of put the Timberwolves on their heels with their own physicality, and I think Aaron Gordon deserves a good amount of credit for that tonight. The way he was attacking the rim in stretches was borderline reckless at times, but yeah, it just felt like the Nuggets set the tone in that department tonight, and that played a big role in their win.
It is amazing how much energy he brings. That I know Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are the 1-2, and when Joker is on the bench, the team does tend to struggle a little bit. But when Aaron Gordon has that energy and that burst, that athleticism, as you say, he's pursuing boards, man, he is such a difference maker.
Yeah, he's kind of the glue guy for this team. He's got an ability to kind of meet the moment. If somebody else is, you know, struggling with their offensive efficiency, you know, he's got a way of, you know, thinking back to game four, he stepped up huge and played a near perfect game. I think he, you know, he finished 11 of 12 from the field on a night where, you know, some of the other guys didn't have it going. So he's just been kind of been able to provide whatever the team needs. And, you know, on a nightly basis, that's the effort, the energy, the hustle, and you know, his versatile defensive ability. They've switched him from Karl Anthony Towns to Anthony Edwards when Ant's been, you know, getting hot throughout games. So, you know, the constant things the Nuggets need from Aaron Gordon, like I said, are, you know, just the energy and the muscle he provides, And, you know, sometimes they need a little bit more. And, you know, throughout, for as long as he's been in Denver, really, he's been able to kind of scale up his game as needed.
Vinny Benedetto is with us from Denver after waiting for Joker to take a sweet old time in a post-MVP award shower and then his comments. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Did Joker provide anything interesting after all the time he made you guys wait?
Oh, no. We're used to waiting in Denver for him. He's got a very, very long post-game routine that includes weightlifting and stretching and, you know, some rehab. And then he showers and gets into his suit and comes and joins us. But we've heard, you know, Michael Malone earlier in the night said, Jokic belongs to Mensa, and he doesn't even know what Mensa is. And Jokic, you know, pretty quickly shot down the notion that he is a genius and did not want to play into that at all. But I think we've seen, you know, the last couple of years, there's some basketball brilliance on display. But, you know, he was his, you know, typical understated self. He mentioned how, you know, the receiving the MVP award and having the home crowd there to chant MVP at levels that drowned out whatever Adam Silver had to say is something that he's gonna remember for the rest of his life. But you know, he wasn't providing any bulletin board material. He wasn't feeling himself too much after leading the Nuggets to a 3-2 lead.
If you had to tell an alien, a visitor to our planet, why Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world, why he just captured his third MVP in 4 years, how would you do it, Vinny?
Yeah, I think I'd try to explain what a supercomputer is and try to tell them that he's got it between his ears. he's just seen so many different defensive looks. And, you know, you watch him enough and you can see kind of the wheels in motion where some team will throw something different at him. And it might take him a quarter and a half, maybe a half of a game to really crack the code. And, you know, during that time, he might try some stuff and like explore the game a little bit, and that might lead to a missed shot or a turnover here and there. But once it clicks for him and he finds the solve, then it's kind of over for whatever strategy that might be. I'm thinking back to last year's postseason. The Lakers felt like they had found something with what was famously called the Rui Hachimura adjustment. I believe that was late in game one, where the Lakers kind of made a surge, or maybe a game two. But, you know, to start the following game, it was obvious that Nikola had figured out that game plan. And he's really pretty consistent with his ability to do that regardless of what is thrown at him. You know, to his point earlier today, he's not a freak of nature. he's got great size and length, obviously, and tremendous hand-eye coordination. But he's not the explosive athlete we typically think about when we think about the best basketball players in the world. So I think for him, the most outstanding thing is just his ability to process things mentally. And then once he gets a defense in rotation, he's not making the obvious pass. He's doing steps two, three, and four really quickly to kind of exploit the defense at its most vulnerable spot.
It is funny, though, that people tend to take points away, so to speak, from him as an MVP, or even begrudgingly give him credit for being the best player on the court simply because he looks at times awkward when he moves.
Yeah, and it's something that you kind of just get used to. And I remember, you know, thinking along the same lines before it was my job to watch him on a nightly basis, because you catch him at the wrong time and, you know, sometimes it looks a little awkward when he's, you know, like decelerating and getting to a Euro step, or, you know, sometimes somebody just has a beat on him and has a read and he gets a shot blocked into the third row, or throws a lazy pass that, you know, a guy like Anthony Edwards jumps the route and takes it, you know, for a transition dunk. And you're like, oh yeah, that's the kind of physical giftedness we think about a lot of times when we look at, you know, MVPs or best player on the world debates. But you watch the guy enough and it's like what he's got between the ears more than makes up for whatever he lacks in terms of traditional basketball athleticism.
Vinny, before I let you go, and I'm not assuming they're going to advance past the Wolves, still some work to do, but of the teams remaining in the NBA playoffs, who gives the Nuggets the toughest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest answer, and this is skipping a couple steps, but I think it starts with Boston. you know, going into the playoffs, I would have said Minnesota would be this team in the Western Conference that is best suited to give the Nuggets trouble, because they've got so much size in the front court. They've got a few really, really strong perimeter defenders in, you know, Anthony Edwards, when he's engaged on that end, can be really special defensively. Jaden McDaniels and Nickeil Alexander-Walker both have the length and athleticism. We've seen them pressure Jamal Murray the length of the court at times, just trying to disrupt his rhythm or take some shots or force the Nuggets to get late into the shot clock. And then you look at the other Western Conference final, and I just feel like should the Nuggets get there, you know, both of those teams have some pretty significant questions to answer inside. You know, Chet Holmgren's great, super promising player, but, you know, I just not sure he has the bulk to withstand Nikola Jokic over the course of a series. And then Dallas, you know, Derek Lively's a rookie. And Daniel Gafford, when he was in Washington earlier this year, I think Joker gave him a 40-piece in Washington earlier this season. So, you know, both of those teams, I think, would have to get really experimental defensively to contend with Denver's size. You know, the two Celtics-Nuggets games this year, Denver won both, but they were both really high-level games. And, you know, if they can get Kristaps Porzingis back healthy, I think, you know, Boston's the team. If the Nuggets can get past Minnesota, I think Boston's the team that can give Denver the best shot, and I think that would be a heck of a finals if we can get there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you mentioned Kristaps Porzingis, because I've just come back from 2 weeks away. He had just gotten hurt, and that's the first thing that popped into my mind when you said Boston. Not without KP. They built this so that they would have a better inside presence after their last couple years of being disappointed in the postseason. All right, great stuff from Vinny. It's been a really long day and night for Vinny Benedetto. You can follow him on Twitter at VBenedetto, B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O, covering the Nuggets and Joker as they attempt to repeat for the Denver Gazette. It's great to have you on the show again. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, Vinny.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Amy.
Yeah, so right now, it appears to me that the champions are getting stronger, actually. And that's the thing about having these situations where you're facing adversity, right? You're down 0-2 against a team that does have two players inside that can really force the issue with Joker. And yet, here they are, having won three in a row. You can see them raise their defensive intensity. You can see them make adjustments against Anthony Edwards. And man, you can see the difference between game two at home and then game five at home. And so we finally, that whole adage about the series doesn't start until someone wins on the other team's court, I don't know how it applies to this one. But this has got to be demoralizing for the Wolves. Really demoralizing. I don't know if we have any post-game reaction from them, Jay, other than just the coach, Chris Finch. But certainly you would think that this feels like much more than a gut punch. It's a punch to the little Wolves, if you know what I mean. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It is the middle show of the work week. We call it the Hump Show. I'm back for reals. See, some of you thought I got fired. Some of you thought I just left. Some of you are asking me about a new contract now. It was a honeymoon. That's all. It was just a honeymoon. Lots of people take them. I can't work while I'm on my honeymoon. I won't work while I'm on my honeymoon. Somebody wanted to know whether or not I followed sports when I was on my honeymoon. Jay, do people just not know me?
Locked in.
Stop it before I throw this pen at you. That will be real. I have to tell you guys what I brought Jay back for his gift, because I know it's so fitting for him. And also we'll start to sprinkle in some stories. But next, Caitlin Clark makes her pro debut. I'm back just in time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now
on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And now Clark comes up with a steal. Clark thought about pulling up from three, will dip inside and lay it in. There are the first points in the WNBA career of Caitlin Clark.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's Ryan Rucco, and we're using the call from ESPN2 from TV. We don't normally do that. I actually don't know if the Indiana Fever have a radio broadcast. Producer Jay is telling me no. So we may drop in a few highlights here and there. But since this was Caitlin Clark's pro debut, it was special. And yeah, her first points were a long time coming. Fever on the road at the Connecticut Sun. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network. So I actually texted Jay because we're both watching the game. My mom's watching the game. His mom is watching the game, which is pretty funny. And I was texting him at the exact moment because I wanted to make sure we got the calls. When Caitlin finally scored her first points, she missed a handful of threes and a couple of other shots early on. So it took until midway through the second quarter for her to get that layup. She had a steal on the other end that she turned into a transition bucket with a layup. And then with 30 seconds left in the first half, she finally has a triple at the pro level. Now, she did finish with a team-high 20 points. So in her debut as a rookie, oh my gosh, I heard one announcer on Tuesday night saying that she's likely to be the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Now, while that wouldn't be a surprise, how do you say that after one game?
I've seen her play yet.
I forget Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, anybody else who's out there playing. Anyway, she had 20 points, but she had a double-double in the most auspicious way. She also had 10 turnovers. And as the Fever get blown out by the Sun, the turnovers are a major problem, 25 of them. And so, yeah, the fact that she has 20 points is kind of muted by all the mistakes. Of course, she's getting a ton of extra defensive attention. There are a lot of veterans out there who are physical, much more physical than what Caitlin is used to. At the college level, you don't have the same talent, right? You may have one other pro player or two other pro players on the teams that you face. For instance, when they play LSU, a couple of pro players there. But what you don't have is the nonstop physical play that comes at the pro level. And you've got players who are veterans, experienced players, who will take it as a personal challenge to welcome Caitlin Clark to the WNBA, where the style of play and the contact, the physical nature of the game is ratcheted up. She's not going to get as many wide open looks. Now, she's got handles. She can handle the ball. She will be able to create open looks with a step back. She's going to have to figure out how to use the screens of her teammates. She's going to have to figure out how to deceive the defense when she tries to make a pass inside. A couple of times gets picked off trying to make one of those downcourt passes or go through the lane. And there's two defenders there. The scouting at the pro level is so much more intense and so much more detailed. And so, yeah, there's a lot that she's going to have to adjust to with the opposing defenses, who, of course, are not going to be caught off guard by Caitlin, even as she makes her pro debut.
Thought it was physical. I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't like the best start in the first half for myself. Getting into foul trouble, and then you got to sit on the bench and try to come back to into the game and get into a little bit of a flow. But obviously, too many turnovers. That's not going to get the job done, but I think just a lot of things to learn from. I didn't think we played well, and we had cut it to six in the third quarter. So I think that's a positive you look at. Like, we really did not play a good game, but we were right there at moments, and then it kind of got away from us at the end of the third and fourth quarter. Didn't have the greatest start. So I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones. There's going to be bad ones. And, you know, like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
We've got to help her out. We've got to do a better job of coming back to the ball. We worked on that a couple times, you know, several times this week, just knowing that that was going to probably be what they were going to do, both on her and possibly E-Dub and Kelsey if she played. But we just have to do a better job of getting somebody back to the ball. Her coming off and when that double team happens, her getting off of it, and then us looking to go inside right there because of how, you know, where their defense is at this point.
Heavens, Fever coach Christy Sides is already losing her voice, and it's just the first game of what is, I think, a 35-game slate for the team that drafted Caitlin Clark number one overall. So, yeah, the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, the top pick in the draft. It took her 15 minutes plus to get on the board, and then she also had a bunch of turnovers. And, you know, it's not the same as playing in the Final Four. It's not the same as playing... And this game was a sellout in Uncasville, Connecticut. I actually know where that is, where the Sun play. They play at Mohegan Sun, which is a casino. And it certainly had a sellout. And you noticed, if you watched the game, that there were a ton of people there who were cheering just for Caitlin, right? It didn't matter who they were playing. They just bought tickets because they wanted to see Caitlin Clark in person. So everything she did got a huge hand. But also, she's adjusting to a new group of teammates, right? She's adjusting to a road atmosphere in a pro game. The arenas are different than college arenas. And just the tone and the tenor, the pomp and the circumstance, it's so much different in the pro game. And while she is bringing a lot of attention, it's not the same as when you're talking about students in the student section that are making all kinds of crazy noise. And then there was a moment with Aaliyah Boston. They're walking. I think it might have been halftime. They're walking off the court, and they're having a heated discussion. I mean, you've got a lot of passionate and extremely talented players already in this league, and she's going to have to assimilate herself. And don't forget, it's not just all the changes. It's the fact that she hasn't had a break since her college season wrapped up.
I would have liked to play a little better tonight. I think all of us.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Would say that if we were all sitting up here and as a team collectively, we would have liked to play better and shown a better product, because I thought we've had some really good practices leading up to this game. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, learn from it, move on. You know, things are going to come fast. That's how it is. This season goes fast. There's 39 games left and plenty of opportunities to do what we want to do. But like Coach said, like, you have to be able to learn and watch it. And, you know, that's the way to get better, because there's only going to be so much we can do on the court tomorrow before we play the Liberty at home.
Yeah, they have, I think, 7 games in 12 days. And I think 35, the number 35 now, it comes back to me, 35 of them are on national TV. Of their 40-game slate, there's a ton of them that are on national TV. And they start out like a house on fire with a ton of games right off the top. And so, yeah, no one's going to give her the red carpet, or in the case of the Iowa Colors, the golden black carpet. Welcome to the WNBA. We're so glad you're here. No, they're all going to want to be part of a highlight reel moment where they stuff Caitlin, or they steal a ball from Caitlin, or they embarrass Caitlin with their defense. I mean, these are all extremely competitive women who are, in their own right, professionals. And if they've predated her and they've been there a few years, well, they kind of understand. And they're more adjusted now to what it's like at the pro level. Still, though, she carries herself extremely well. And I'm thrilled that it's just the first of 40, because this is good for the WNBA.
Excited for Thursday to get back home and have our home opener. And, you know, I thought it took me a little while to settle into the game. I thought the second half was a lot better, minus some of the turnovers, but just getting more comfortable, and that's just going to come with experience and getting to play with these girls. And the more games I play, the more comfortable I'm going to get. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely need to have more assists too. I think I can find my post a little better as well.
So Caitlin Clark in her WNBA debut, with a double-double, not the kind you want. 20 points and 10 turnovers. She was in foul trouble early, so it took her a while to get those first couple buckets. But still, neat to see her, neat to feel the buzz there, even on the road. And the support that she will have everywhere she goes is incredible. I have a friend who was working for the Dallas Wings when they hosted the Fever in her preseason debut. And she told me that the atmosphere was incredible in Dallas. Like, there was such a buzz in the building to see her back on the court for the first time since the national championship game, in which they lost to South Carolina. 855-212-4227. We can do some calls about NBA playoffs. Also, want to get into a little bit of football. I don't really understand all the reasons why people get so geeked up about the NFL schedule release, but that is coming on Wednesday. Here's the funny part. I actually think it's because the NFL tells us it's a big deal. That's why we react as though it's a big deal. And then there's me, who, as much as I'll drop in a few games and like, oh, that'll be interesting, but until we get to the actual first weekend, I forget. It all goes in one eyeball and out the other. I do not remember. I don't have things circled on my calendar. But if you're a fan who wants to travel to see your team play, or if you're a fan who already is excited about you know, there's only 17 games. We're jonesing for football. Here's what we have to look forward to if it gets you through a long, hot summer. All right, all right, all right. But honestly, I do think it's because the NFL tries to tell us that it's a really big day.
It's time to have some fun.
Exactly. Roger Goodell. It's a mind game. It's a Jedi mind trick, if you will. By the way, for the second year in a row, only the second May 4th in which I have known my husband, Bob, he gave me a gift. On Star Wars Day.
Stop.
I swear. So last year, when we were dating, he surprised me by sending one half of a keychain. So he's got one half. I've got one half. His half says, I know. Jay, what does my half say?
I love you.
I love you. Yeah, so I have the Princess Leia half that says, I love you. He's got the Han Solo half that says, I know.
That's great.
Yeah, so that was only, gosh, 2 months after we started dating. He came up with a May the 4th be with you gift. He actually brought one to Hawaii with him and gave it to me. And it's a Star Wars, like the Return of the Jedi is the theme of it. A Star Wars Return of the Jedi bookmark. And what it has are two of the, shoot, you know the old film, like the actual camera film?
Yeah, gotcha.
That you would unroll and you could hold it up to the light and you could see a couple of scenes. It's got two of the original scenes from Return of the Jedi that are on film. Because
bookmarks, cool.
And they're at the top of the bookmark. Apparently, they're selling these things now. I'm not sure if you've seen them, if you've heard about this. If you Google it, it's like the camera scenes or they're film scenes.
Yeah.
And they sell them, the originals from the actual reels.
Wow, really?
I don't know if they were stored on or whatever the case was. They've been digitally remastered now. And so I imagine that those, and there probably have been copies, but these are original scenes. They're just mini, really small. They fit on the top of a bookmark, but they're two of the originals from the Return of the Jedi film, the actual film. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. And of course I had nothing for him. So that's
an elite move by Bob.
That's 2 years in a row that I have received a gift on May the 4th. And I've gotten him nothing in return. So I, you know what? I'm just going to leave that day for him. We did not watch any Star Wars on May the 4th. We had just finished up our first full day on the Big Island, and we were gone all day. I think we were gone like 13 hours. We left early on. We drove to South Point, which is the farthest point in the United States. The southernmost point in the United States. The only thing between that point, South Point, Hawaii is what it's called, South Point and Antarctica is water, which
That's cool.
blew me away.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't take a ton of selfies, but I did take a couple of selfies at South Point because I thought that was freaking amazing.
Literally can't go more south.
Yeah, and it was awesome. The sea was rough, and it was beautiful, and the waves were incredible. Anyway, so we did South Point, and then we did a couple of beaches. Green Sand Beach, which required a 5-mile round-trip hike, and then Black Sand Beach, one of them, which we saw our first sea turtles. I could have watched them all day long. I eventually had to leave because we had like, and that was the farthest drive away, right? So we had a good 2-hour drive back from there to get to where we were staying, which was, so that was South Point. We were up on the northwest corner of the Big Island where we were staying, not in a resort. We're actually up in the mountains. And so we were gone all day. So no Star Wars on May the 4th. But Jay, I don't know if you noticed or not, but there was a login from someone's Disney Plus account see, it didn't require an email confirmation. I was worried about that since I somehow have the password.
Someone's trying to log in
from Hawaii, right? I was really worried that your family member was going to realize that someone tried to log in to the Disney, the communal.
Is this you?
I mean, I kind of feel like this is my family. You're my family. From the family Disney Plus account. From Hawaii, and I was worried that he would see the email and reject it, but then it offered me password in place of email confirmation, so I thought, all right then. So we watched a few seasons, or a few episodes of The Clone Wars.
Well, it's good to know. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it over the airs, but it's good to know that it can work while you're in Hawaii and I'm in New York, and they don't know the difference.
No, they don't. No one's paying attention. No one will have any idea. But yes, it worked very well. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
And so then when we got ready to leave, I had to log out of a Disney Plus account, my Amazon Prime account, and my Paramount Plus account because we, you know, watched just a show a night, really, with our dinner. Our Airbnb did not have a table to sit at. I had a bar, but you know, the little stools were not super comfortable, and it was kind of an odd, like, you would sit in a stool and the counter would be down by your belly button,
like at the end of the kitchen, or
it was on the other side of the kitchen.
Gotcha,
sink.
Yeah,
so instead we sat on the couch to watch TV and eat dinner.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, so right, that's no different than home. And so because of that, we were, you know, watching a couple of different series, but yeah, at the very end we worked in some Star Wars, but otherwise, Bob for the win. May the 4th.
That's a move.
2 years in a row.
May the 4th gift to Hawaii on the honeymoon. Wow.
Right.
Bravo. He earns
more points. All right. On Twitter, at Amy After Hours. That's our show account. We'll need your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Also on our Facebook page, it has remained the same, though, with a new photo. Mixing in still a little bit of, well, kind of an eclectic mix, right? Because we've got a college basketball bit of a new slate, actually two coaching moves. We've got golf coming up because both Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy in the news, of course. Also, I tried to tell you the merger's a sham. And then on top of all of that, we've got a little hockey too, because, you know, it's semifinals. We've got potentials for game sevens. There's a lot of anticipation. I came back just in time.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'm not going to comment on whether or not our negotiations and in that nature, except that we're making steps. That's all I can say.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tiger Woods not wanting to reveal too much, maybe because there's not much to reveal. Oh, I can't believe we're still talking about this. A year later, there's still no definitive structure or major progress forward. We know this because one of the PGA Tour officials who designed and helped to push this merger as a blindside last June, he just resigned. Why? Because they've made no major progress toward an actual merger. So when Tiger Woods says he doesn't want to talk about it or doesn't want to say a whole lot about the possibility or the potential for a PGA Live merger, it's because there's nothing to say. It's one way where we can read between the lines. He can pretend like it's because they want to keep their cards close to the vest. There's nothing to say. There's been no progress.
It's a complete crap.
Thank you, Darko. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So, Tiger Woods, are you on top of negotiations? Are you privy to what's happening?
I'm personally involved in the process.
Again, what process exactly? It's a stalemate. He says there's been progress, but nothing palpable yet. And if you didn't hear the news or see the news, Jimmy Dunn, he resigned from the PGA Tour's policy board. And no, I don't expect you to know his name. I'm just giving you the name so you have reference. Because why? Talks with the Saudis Public Investment Fund, the PIF, if you will. They're going PIF, poof and PIF. There's been no progress. He admits they've slowed down. And so he resigned. He was a major piece in them ever announcing a merger at all. And now almost a year later, nothing's happened. Meanwhile, PIF in this year has poached. The PIF is poached. I like that. The PIF poached John Rahm and other guys, but he's more notable. So all Tiger would say is, I think we're working on negotiations with PIF. We're making steps. All right. I'll believe it when I see it. As for golf itself, well, you've got the PGA Championship coming up this weekend. So Tiger Woods, of course, is always going to be battling his physical body from the accident, from the various surgeries that he's had, and just trying to stay in shape and also trying to keep his golf rhythm, even though he's only playing maybe once a month. So he's doing a lot of lifting. He's doing a lot of rehab. He's just trying essentially to be in shape. That's the big deal with him. So he can battle a course, any course, over four rounds. And what we continually see. Now, the Masters is a tougher course. It's probably the toughest one out there to walk. We continually see that the strain of doing, say, three rounds in a row or even four rounds in a row becomes a major deal, right? Meanwhile, this used to be the case when Tiger was at the top of his game, that it was Tiger or the field, right? That was the question that was put out there for every major tournament, Tiger or the field. Now it's Scottie Scheffler or the field, by far the number one player in the world, and he is a brand new dad. So, yes, of course we want to hear Tiger Woods' advice to this brand new dad.
He and Meredith, fantastic, you know, having their first, and those are... There's a, as we all of us who have had children, those are some tough years and ahead of them. As I said, trying to get some rest and as much as you possibly can. I mean, he's number one player in the world, and having a great stable family life at home is important to having a great life out here on tour.
Nope, I am not even going to talk about the pink elephant irony in the room when it comes to that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I am sure that it is a great relief when these guys can talk about nothing but, are you ready? Golf. when they can talk about golf as opposed to the merger that isn't materializing? Or how about this? The fact that even the Masters ratings were down drastically. 20% fewer people. 20% is the drop, the average drop in ratings for golf tournaments on TV this year. We're talking PGA. Even the Masters cannot save or did not save the 2024 golf season. Max Homa, he says that golf civil war is very troubling. I don't like where it's going. It's got to be exhausting to be a casual golf fan at this point in time. I don't know why you'd want to hear about the business side of this game. Yeah, well, that's what's dominating right now, and it's taking a major toll. We'll see if the PGA Championship makes a difference. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.